T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
All right, welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast, hashtag third hour. 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, 7i Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Follow all of your coverage here. We'll have your tips, your news, all the updates that you need right here on AM 790 The Ticket. And it's all brought to you by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. So be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and 790 The Ticket. I put the notice out on everybody just so you guys know. I'll share with the audience that Macho Wilds, man, is making his return, man. This is happening. July 26th. That's two Fridays from now. Not next Friday, but the Friday at the end of the month when the Marlins are doing the throwback vest jerseys. We're going out there, man.
Are we going on a Friday?
Unsanctioned
watch party. I got my ticket. I got my parking pass.
Ready to roll.
Ready to go knock up the Budweiser Terrace and watch you walk into walls.
I'm brushing my wig. I'm gonna condition it with lilac.
You're gonna be so upset if like you know you need your regulars out there.
Do I have to wear anything special?
No.
You wear what you want.
We're just along for the ride. We just enjoy the show.
Will there be drinks?
Oh, I mean, that's what we do.
That's why we go by the bar.
That's why we go stand by the bar. And also,
Applejack?
I don't know at that
Actually,
bar.
They do. They Apple do Crown? At the little the one. Yeah, they do. Okay. Next to the Budweiser bar, I believe they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they have all sorts of selections. I think we'll be okay.
All right. Next two Fridays.
26, bro.
26.
Yep, 26.
You know, San Diego Insider will be out there again. It'll be great.
Huh?
SDI.
Hey.
Yo, he travels with Robbie.
Oh. Yeah, they're taking on the Diamondbacks.
I haven't been able to take it in yet. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Wait till we get out. Wait till you see Robbie after one tall boy.
Well, here's the problem.
Start to hose down the entire park.
Robbie
about the
starts
shift.
Giving, not only telling people what they should do, but showing you.
Mm-hmm. No. He put on an entire.
Remember, he was showing us how to turn to when the ball was hit a certain way.
Yep. Yeah.
No,
he was doing it out there. Like, he was, like, knocking into people, trying to show people about the shift.
Yo, bro, if you gotta do it like this. I'm like, yo, Robbie, we ain't playing baseball no time soon.
He cleared out an entire, like, 10-foot radius.
The other thing is, that's great about it when you go out there, is the players can hear us, so.
Yeah, you and Koopa.
Because nobody's there.
Not that time there weren't. I hope that more people come. This is last time we went, I think we went on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, there was no.
It was Tuesday against the Giants, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And
what is it going to be this Friday? The next Friday.
On the 26th, they're taking on the Diamondbacks. But it's supposed to be a big weekend. They're doing the throwback jerseys, so hopefully.
Okay,
more
so what? An extra 1,000 people show up?
I don't know, man. You know, people are rolling. You know, they're sleeping on these fish. They got a lot of young talent.
I agree. I mean, yesterday.
Caleb Whiff's coming back tomorrow.
You know, yesterday in the sales meeting, you know, they're like, "Oh, we don't talk about the Marlins," and then you stormed in with like, "Hey, man."
Because it's like everything that I heard in that meeting was so lazy and 25 years old. I'm like. You know, can anybody hear, you know, and not to throw everybody into the grave, but I was the youngest person there. And I'm like, you know, not everything has to be the same things you've had the thoughts of from 20 years ago. You know, 20 years ago, we were worshiping Marino. And yes, Marino is God and handsome as hell. But, you know, he's now number two in this market as all-time athlete. It's now Dwayne Wade's town. This town has been taken over by basketball fans. They thirst. They quench for it all over the place. And I would like that acknowledged and recognized and not treated upon everybody like everything's the same all the time. Because all I heard from everybody was, well, you know, you don't want to be 8-8 and you don't want to be in the middle and it should be interesting here and not interesting there. It's like, hey, make your own interesting. We're having fun with this season. The damn Marlins like Macho Marlins, man. We're rolling with it. I don't give a rat's ass if they're last place. You want to know what last place is, Leroy?
Fodder.
Some people call it the basement. I call it the foundation. The foundation. And you can only build upon a foundation. Up to first place.
Whoa!
What?
Not sure if you saw this. Did y'all see the armored truck in Georgia that opened up on the highway and 175,000 spilled on the highway?
Time of the day?
Yeah. I don't know, but I would like to wish I was involved.
Really? How fast you going? Well.
Is it no backseat on that?
Slow your roll, that thought, buddy.
Hey, you see how fast Jorge Masvidal moved?
Yeah.
Let that truck open up while B's driving home.
I mean, dollar bills? Is it? I become Carl Lewis.
What happens when, like, do you have to give back that money if they catch you on video?
No.
Yeah.
Or is it no backseats?
I mean, it's technically stealing, so.
No, but I wonder if they usually.
Is it stealing or is it them losing?
No.
Yes. Well. Yes.
I mean, that money doesn't belong to you.
Question. If you find something and you don't know who it belongs to and you keep it, and then somebody notices that it's theirs, can they accuse you of stealing it?
I don't know. If a bear poops in the woods.
It's not the same.
Isn't it if a tree falls in the woods?
Yeah, they're the same thing. Tree falls in the woods, bear poops in the woods. Same thing.
The headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
This is the 48th straight hour of us telling you we're tracking Russell Westbrook. And we have really no updates other than we know...
Other than you're greedy, Presti. Come see me. You want all my assets. Come see me, Sam Presti.
Oklahoma's going through some hard times.
Ass hat.
But here's the difference, though. Although they're trying to move Russell Westbrook, he's not disgruntled.
It kind of feels like he is disgruntled.
He is disgruntled. He doesn't want to be there anymore.
Okay, but...
And he doesn't want to go to Detroit.
Hold on.
But
it doesn't sound like it has been handled like all the other situations.
Well, what in what way do you say that?
I mean, look at Anthony Davis. You look at last year with Jimmy Butler.
Well, I just don't think Russell's been public about his displeasure.
No, but they said the Oklahoma City gave everybody an opportunity to decide whether they want to stay or go, and Russ and OKC are trying to get something done to move him. It sounds very amicable. Doesn't sound like he's disgruntled. So if he's not disgruntled, then it seems like they can be more.
Question for you. If you're not disgruntled, but you don't want to be somewhere anymore, what are you?
But that's.
You're disgruntled?
Just no, the way that the whole situation came about.
You're just gruntled, but not disgruntled?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hold that.
Could be.
That's not the way the situation was presented.
No.
He liked a photo of him in a Heat jersey yesterday. That's disgruntled.
Not disgruntled.
Didn't he, like,
they
take it back, though?
They are parting amicably.
No. There's no backsies on Instagram.
But
once we screenshot you liked it.
Somebody said run the serial numbers. You have to return it. Nope.
Yeah. What if I put that on the blackjack table? They're going to run it there?
Nope.
Yeah, you got to figure out a way to launder that.
Look at this, Sam Presti.
How are you laundering money?
You think Pat Riley's going to lose to this guy?
I mean.
Look at him. Look at him.
See, like, here's this is what I don't like. This is what I don't get about your pettiness.
What?
A lot of it has to do with how a guy looks.
Yeah, I don't like the looks of him.
Right. And, you know, as someone that doesn't look great, I'd just say that, you know, maybe you should hold off on that. Like, if you don't like his personality or how he runs his team, I get that. But, like, just because he looks like a weasel doesn't mean that you should, you know, hold that against him.
Oh, they said you're criminally charged if you don't give the money back.
Find me. You need to go buy a house in cash.
All they got to do is track the money.
No.
They have the serial numbers.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, let's go.
So you got to find the money, run the serial numbers, but then you got to find out where that money came from?
Right.
Pretty much.
Likely story.
Yeah. Listen, man. There's people that I know that can take care of the situation.
All right.
Clean that whole situation up for you.
Somebody has
And then what happens?
Somebody has nicknamed you, and I kind of like it.
What's the nickname?
The new show name is... Tobin, Leroy, and Booty Doo.
And Robbie the Degenerate.
It sounds like a sitcom on on the CW. Tobin, Leroy, and Booty Doo coming up at 9.
Sounds like it probably should be some kind of cartoon.
The next Tyler Perry movie.
And then it'd be like a Booty Doo song. Booty Doo Doo Doo. Booty Doo 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 Doo. Booty Doo 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 Doo.
Have Fonz, all the little kids are doing a booty doo. Can you have Fonz make a booty doo?
Hey, let's do the booty doo, booty doo.
Can you have Fonz make a booty doo anthem?
Yeah. Booty doo 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 doo. Oh, gosh.
Back to Sam Presti.
I'm telling you, man, look, he's not disgruntled.
Whatever, Four Eyes.
What are you doing?
What?
Why is it to be about his looks?
Sorry. Not sorry.
All right, so we'll let you know if anything happens with Russ. Houston's now involved, but I think that's just Oklahoma putting
stuff
out there.
You know what's happening? You better put him out on the field with the sheep because he's getting fleeced.
How's he getting fleeced if they're trying to get rid of him? Oh, my goodness. Really? See, you know what bad karma is? Hey, how y'all feel about this Melvin Gordon? He's trying to pull
Oh, yeah, Melvin Gordon's not going to show up to camp. He wants a trade if they don't give him a new contract.
Well, this is like, I get it, but man, how many people make it to their last contract?
Not a lot.
He's in the fifth year of his first deal. Never happens. So, does he have a legitimate gripe?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't blame him.
Right. They usually
in the NFL.
Think of all the other people, like all the other people. You got Gurley, David Johnson.
Listen.
You have who went to, just went to
Yeah, but you know what the thing that sucks is with everything that's going on with Gurley, I'm sure that the Chargers are looking at that and be like, yeesh, they put a lot of money into him, and now he's hurt. And I think it sucks because these running backs who are so important and everything, what went on with Le'Veon Bell I thought was criminal. But I can't imagine that teams are going to be changing their opinions because of what is going on in their own city with the other team, right?
Correct.
Right. Well, look, it's one of those situations where I think – From a fan's perspective, you can't understand why he would do this. He's under contract. And what I would say to fans is that for the same reason why they could cut him and not owe him any of that money, you know, you have to try to get as much as you can while you're playing because it's not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what he, especially in the spot that he's in. Nobody makes it to the end of their rookie contract. Like, nobody.
And even if he were to go and give them a monster year this year, what are they going to say? Oh, there's going to be too much tread on the tires. You know?
Right.
Like, they'll hold it against him almost. It's one of those,
right.
Like that position, it feels like it's just in no wins. Like who gets to be the success story where they get everything they want anymore?
Right.
AP?
Yeah.
I mean,
AP signed a $100 million contract, didn't he?
Did he?
And he pretty much made it to the end of that.
Well, I mean, obviously, the NFL is the league where the players have the least amount of power and the least amount of,
Yeah,
because there's no guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, but keep in mind, here, in football, the length of the contract means nothing.
Right, it's the guaranteed money.
The only reason why the length of the contract is such is so they can stretch out the signing bonus. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
so,
you.
So, but it has nothing to do with. So you might have a $100 million contract, but 60 or set for a quarterback, 60 million of it's guaranteed, and it's for 7 years. That's to stretch out that money.
Yeah, but you got to be so average at a quarterback, and you still get paid in this league. And I know there's so few of them, but it sucks. It's like, all right.
Well, not really, because guess what? You see how they pay guys. They pay guys accordingly. For example, Ryan Tannehill got a $100 million contract, but they didn't owe him nothing after they cut him the first year. Or they traded him. They had to pay some of that, but...
No, didn't they have to restructure? So I think he did get even more of it.
Right. So he probably only got $20 million of that $100 million deal.
Two other stories. Kendrick Norton, obviously recovering from that arm amputation, that horrible accident he went through.
Man, that doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, no,
right?
I know. Unfortunately, he was cited by FHP for... You know, was an improper lane change,
right,
which caused the accident.
The diagram kind of looked like he didn't mean to go off an exit, and then he came back.
Yeah, it was a mistake. It wasn't, and they found that there was no drugs or alcohol or anything like that. It was, you know, he went to go move over, and he hit a car, and that sent his car flying and
Maserati
careening off of things and what have you. So,
yeah,
bad news for him. And you know,
it was a bad accident on the highway when I came.
Yeah, I mean, be careful out there, people. And then last but not least, David Ortiz had to undergo a third surgery for complications from his gunshot situation, which
evidently was not meant for him. So to Melvin Gordon,
yeah,
he's been hurt a lot, which is probably why.
No, I know.
And that caveat,
he's still super talented, and that's the thing.
No, like, man.
It's just one of these things where, like, that position they give you.
Tell me about it.
I don't know. I'm not. I guess it's the old preacher of the choir. But like, we did this with Le'Veon Bell, where it's like, man, we're not quite sure. Let's just we'll franchise him. It's like, franchise?
Yeah.
What? And so what does he have to do? He ends up having to sit out a year, and then he has to sign. Who's his coach now? That bum Adam Gase, who's just going to ruin him.
You find a way.
There we go again.
You find a way every show.
That's just to say
Adam Gase. Can you go a day without saying Adam Gase?
I didn't say it all week. Just the facts.
You give him a different name, but you're talking about
Crazy Eyes Gaser.
I mean, it is. It's an odd week if you don't met. I can't. I just can't.
No, that's what he does.
I
don't know. Every time they show Melvin Gordon,
hey, listen. If the Dolphins tank this season, I want to go 2-14. I just want those wins to be against the Jets. Please.
Not the Patriots?
Nope. Don't care about that. That's for next year.
Is that team petty?
Yep.
Yeah.
At least honest. I appreciate it. Once.
Yep. I hope he's embarrassed, and I hope he's sulking on that stupid bench with his stupid iPad. Oh, I can't believe that didn't work. Get it to another 5-7 guy. Oh, let me try the thing where I do this. Oh, that didn't work. Let me sulk about it. Wah. Honestly, he should have a pacifier on the field. He's a man baby. Man baby with crazy eyes.
What if you found out that Adam Gase and Brad Stevens were the buds?
The two peas in a pod deserve each other. Two overrated jokes. Why would I be surprised by that? I'm sure they go out and golf. I'm sure Adam Gase doesn't know which way to hit straight because his eyes are all weird.
I got sources.
Bill Belichick's friends with Nick Saban.
I got sources.
On?
One of the Hebrews knows Melvin Gordon, works out with him at the JCC. Gordon works out at the JCC.
Yeah.
Here?
Yep.
What does he say?
And is in great shape right now.
-1 to your source.
Hebrews coming through.
-1. What do you mean? What do you mean he's in -1? He's a professional athlete.
Hey, when is poker night?
July 28th.
Why on a Sunday?
Because we don't do things on Friday night and Saturday. Those are religious days.
Yeah, except you're coming to.
Well, I'm not. I'm coming to the baseball game, but we can't do things at the temple on Friday night or Saturday.
Oh, because it's busy.
Right. Usually a bar mitzvah or some sort of.
Do you have to like rent it?
Shabbat.
Or do they?
No. Get the space. We have to rent the food.
Would there be food? Are we not allowed to?
There will be libations and other things.
At the synagogue?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
You can't have poker night at church.
Why not?
It's the whole religious thing.
Nah, we just put that aside.
There's a lot of degenerate
priests. Listen, I don't know if you notice this. And I'm okay to say this. If it's something that we can profit on, we'll have it.
Somebody said Hebrew Melvin.
A lot of athletes work out at the JCC.
Remember when what's his name? The basketball player used to work out there.
Yeah, a bunch of guys.
Damn it.
We should go over there.
Right. Texter mentions that I mentioned the football Ponzi scheme when we were talking about real records this week.
Damn.
Forgot about that.
What?
Well, 2 days this week I didn't mention them.
Yeah.
2 days this week.
Yeah.
My bad. I'll take my minus.
I'll lose so much respect for the Heat if they miss out on Westbrook trade. Are you kidding me? Dude, they just made a trade for one of the top 10, 15 players in the league with no cap and no players.
I've been corrected. The poker tournament has been moved to August 28th. It's a Wednesday.
Cool.
August?
Yeah.
You move stuff a whole month away?
You know, there's...
things happen.
There might have been like a brisk going on or something. I don't know.
Sunday night?
Who knows?
Oh, man, you know what sucks this week?
What?
I mean, next week?
What?
Be in Vegas. Guess what's going on next week?
What?
British Open.
Oh.
That means that British Open's going to come on at like 2 in the morning.
My family's away all next week.
Fun times.
Right when we're getting in from eating lobster mac and cheese.
Text show 67974. Speaking of Vegas, we're going to talk to Mayweather Promotions CEO Leonard Ellerbe. He's on the promotion of this card as well.
We're doing Doom Picks next?
We did those. We're doing them on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Thursday. My bad. I apologize. I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow, so I'll text him to you.
Where
you can make your picks.
No, I'm going to make them tomorrow.
Wait. What?
What
are you doing?
He just needs a day. He needs to get away.
No, I'm not. It's more meetings.
Have a Snickers and suck it up, big boy.
No.
It's time to go.
No.
You're missing the show because of meetings? You're missing the show because of meetings? Why? What could they possibly be meeting about?
A lot of sales stuff going on.
But not for this station. I saw the slideshow. What meeting you got to be in? I mean, the suit stuff, left and right, the way it affects this show, Leroy. Unbelievable. They reach in here. They pull out a piece. It's ridiculous.
Somebody wants to give me -1, -2. Still running your mouth about how the Heat should not get Westbrook, which I did not say. We better not see you jump on the bandwagon when the Heat are in the NBA Finals with the Westbrook-Butler duo. Please tell us what other superstar the Heat should go after that will make Heat title contenders.
Right.
Keep it with football talk only.
Right now at the JCC working out, I'm getting a live spy report.
I did Beal.
Kenny Stills, Teddy Bridgewater, let's see, Jacoby Brissett, and Alvin Kamara. Over there right now, if you want to go work out. Lift some weights.
Alvin Kamara looks cool.
Yeah.
That nose thing. That nose thing's cool.
Yeah. Not cool, but it's just different.
I think it's cool.
Would you get your nose? Whoa.
I can't pull that off.
They could put like a hubcap around you. Yeah.
It looked like a tagged shark fin.
Bag him and tag him!
Back after this. And Mr. Mark, do you need? Hit the book, hit the booty.
It's a Booty Do theme song, man. It's my theme. It's my new theme.
Oh, man. Hey, check out Captain Curtis Stevenson as he flies his Starship of Sports Takes through this afternoon. Comes on right after us. The Mad Dog Disciple will make your toes tingle for show. It's Captain Curtis. Who's with him today?
That is a good question.
All right.
I'm guessing it's Brian or Rashad.
Okay. Find out it just after our show today, just before 4, right here on AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket, a radio.com sports station. We'll talk to Mayweather Promotions CEO Leonard Ellerbe in about 15 minutes. He's going to join us as we are going to be heading out to Vegas next week for Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. So we'll see what what he has to say about that upcoming bout. And what it means, and we'll ask him if Floyd Mayweather's okay, because he took a big dive this week in a celebrity basketball game for charity. He got crossed up bad by Bone Collector. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
that was a bad one. I've never seen Floyd Mayweather like that before. Yep. Athletically embarrassed.
Got completely embarrassed.
Never happens. Never have. He wins at everything.
Yeah, correct.
Do you think that Leonard Ellerbe does he like make fun of his guy or? Or is he just like, oh, no, it's all good, man. Don't worry about it.
No, makes fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't think he does.
You missed the Booty Do song.
Texter writes in, well, no Woj bombs as Twitter is down. Yes, Twitter is down right now.
Is it really?
I feel a little bit naked. I'm gonna be honest with you. No Twitter right now. I'm
and
not,
I saw
like
that
I'm jonesing for knowledge.
Reddit was down earlier.
Oh, what's that?
I think there's like a...
They own each other?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if, you know, there's some sort of...
Russians?
Russians. If your boy Vlad is up to
Hello,
something.
Hello, this is Sergey Bobrovsky. I joined Twitter, but I didn't get enough fan DMs, so I have taken the Twitter down in preparation for Panther season. I will stop pucks, and I will stop tweets.
Should do a weekly show with that guy.
You know what? I actually would like to do a weekly show with that guy. Is that possible?
Nope.
Well, let's see. Everything that we do has to be sold. You tell me.
Hey, boss, I want to do a show with Bobrovsky. Dibs.
Yeah, we
he
want...
Probably, how much do you think we got to pay him? He just signed a $70 million contract. Maybe he wants to do it for, like, charity mentions. Does he have anything near and
like,
dear to his heart?
That's how you work your... That's how you orchestrate trades in the NBA. That's like...
If you were...
He does the dumbest trades because all he figures out is what he wants.
If you were a GM, you would literally be like, can I trade this guy for, you know, we'll donate $1,000 to his charity and some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, I mean, like... There's no amount of money this station can give him that's going to really make him want to do it.
Well, that's the way with all these athletes.
He's super rich.
But it still has to be sold. This is all the stuff that I deal with in these meetings that takes me off the show. Like, there's thresholds on items that we sell, right? So, like, player appearance is a certain money threshold, whatever that is, X number of dollars. And if whoever sells it doesn't meet that threshold, we can't do the show. Even though they don't. They may not want to be paid. It doesn't matter.
Hello, everybody. Sergey Bobrovsky Show here with my guys, Tobin, Leroy, and Beast, and Putin.
I just want to ask him Russian stuff.
Of course you do.
Is there a Panthers media day? Can I go to this and interview him in person?
Of course. Yeah.
I want to go to that. Can we go to that? It's right by your house. I imagine it'll be at the arena.
I mean,
or they'll do it at the Coral Springs at the.
But yeah, that's not.
I just want to interview.
That's not. That's probably an. All, I'm gonna be honest. That's probably an all white event. Right?
I don't think they have one of the Sioux bands, so you're probably right.
One of.
Yeah,
there's only one.
There's multiple.
No, there's multiple ones. I didn't know this. I just saw the Nashville.
I thought
Predators.
It was just PK.
He's got two brothers.
And they all play.
Yeah.
Boy, they must be garbage then.
I think one is just signed as a backup goalie, and the other one is in the blue system, I think.
Oh, now Randy, my Hebrew friend, is now sending me creepy pictures of Alvin Kamara's back in the pool.
He doesn't have to do that, man.
It's like, I believe you that he's here there.
Hey, question.
JCC has a nice pool. I'm sure he is there.
And we wonder why Beast makes it weird.
Because my whole tribe makes it weird, evidently. Hebrew's poker night, August 28th. Come on out. Get weird.
Why the JCC though? Like,
this is a nice gym.
Their gym's really nice.
Is it
very nice gym?
Yeah. I can't afford that gym.
Which one is that? That's the one in
Poznak. It's where. Never mind. Keep my mouth shut. You know where I was gonna go.
Somebody said, "Can I go to Panthers Media Day with Tobin to be his hockey translator?"
Yeah, I would love a hockey translator because I don't know. I know Blue Line.
If we go to Panthers Media Day though, we only want to talk to the foreign players.
Oh, yeah. I don't. What do you think? Oh, well, I'm not going to talk to that Barkov. I'm mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's the reason to talk to him.
Because he laughed about.
We could
he was
start
trying to
it,
make
could,
a point.
There's more fans from Finland than Florida.
I'm like, great. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I don't really.
Face
not,
of the franchise.
You know, I'm not too big on the Finns.
I mean, I'll talk to him, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to grill him.
You're going to give him the business?
I'm going to give him the business. I'm going to have to
journalist,
be a journalist.
Journalist Tobin?
Yep. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to be like, hey, Barky, you know you hurt my daughter's feelings, man. She's a diehard Panthers fan.
You got to show a picture, like make her feel bad.
I'm going to be like, this is her next to Stanley C.
Oh, you've had your daughter do stuff before. Have her, like, cry.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, see, this is her with Stanley C. Panther. Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't want him to be Stanley C. Panther in Quebec. So... Maybe we comment with the fan comments.
Wait.
At award shows.
Question. Are you sure you in a position to be scolding folks?
I'm not scolding. I'm just giving a lesson.
It's a life lesson.
You think you're in a position?
I'm a professional speaker, and I just want I want Barkov to know that words matter, and that he hurt little Ice's feelings. That's what we call her in the Tobin household.
And what?
She's little Ice.
Little Ice.
Yeah.
You know they're coming out with Frozen 2.
Yeah. Well, we don't call her Elsa, but we call her Little Ice.
Little Ice.
Yep. She may play hockey.
Is that her street name? Little Ice?
Yeah. Her move when she beats up kids, she pulls the shirt over and goes to the uppercut. She has the moves.
You have to.
Dude, your kids are going to be tyrants.
Wait, I just picture you having Slapshot on a loop, which is so old and dated. But still, because it's about goons and hockey, mm-hmm. I see you as that being a film that you show to your kids.
Dex writes in.
Ooh, I'm hearing Rockets are not a front runner for Westbrook.
Yeah, they're not a front runner because it's all fake. It's Oklahoma City trying to get more out of this than there is.
Let me tell you something. If Presti wants to deal with that hooligan Daryl Morey, let him. I don't care. Want to know why? Here's why. Got Jimmy Buckets. I got Bam. I got Justice. I got my sweet little dragon. I got Scotty Drippin.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I got handsome Pat
now
Riley.
You're excited about having
I ain't worried about it. I'm just saying I ain't worried about it. If you want to put that Molotov cocktail of 3-point guards on the same team, Daryl Morey, go ahead.
They're not 3-point guards.
Really? 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 Really?
Just go game Westbrook.
Huh? I'm talking about Westbrook, Harden, Paul. Same team.
Oh, and you're talking about in Houston.
You want to do that? Go ahead. Please. Make it happen.
Who would play the two?
I dare you to do it, Daryl Morey. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, and then next year they could add KD. Houston. Wouldn't that be funny if the three of them end up playing together at some point somewhere
Reunited
else?
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Minus one.
What? Why?
Stop talking hockey. No one cares.
We're talking shenanigans, not hockey.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's not like we're talking about the.
Yeah, I'm not breaking on the third line.
Yeah, we're not talking about the power play or the penalty kill.
Hey, Presti also used Toronto to jack up the price on Paul George.
He didn't do nothing. The price was jacked up on Paul George because the Clippers needed Paul George. Relax, sir. Relax. You're giving him too much credit. Too much credit. Trust me, Riley. I don't know if you've seen Pat Riley in the desert. Not a bead of sweat on him. And he's in Vegas.
Nobody
right now.
Sweats on the desert.
Oh, you sweat.
Huh?
Trust me, I was sweating. You were sweating. When we were next to that pyramid pool.
But that was because the night before, we ate mac and cheese at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like a good idea.
It was a party.
No, lobster mac and cheese.
And I just hope that was to soak up alcohol or something.
I don't know.
I don't remember what it was for.
It was something to settle down from that long walk because we thought we could make a walk.
Oh, no, no. See, here's the thing.
But here's
everything
on
the strip looks so close, but
here's
it's not.
Here's the problem. If you go out the wrong door.
Oh, forget about it.
You're 8 miles away from where the cabs can pick you up.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we just said we might as well walk.
Oh, now you guys are being invited to work out at the JCC for free.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Whenever you want.
All right.
Yeah, we'll go check it out.
Randy's got you.
You're looking for a new gym.
Yeah.
Well,
is that near us?
Yeah. Sterling and which Mahoosie? Douglas. Sterling and Pine Island.
Oh, what time they open?
Early. It's the gym.
No. What time they open?
I'll look for you.
Yeah, because on the weekend, LA opens at 8, which is ridiculous. Well, now the one I go to doesn't open at all.
We'll talk some boxing.
5:30.
We'll talk some boxing with Leonard Ellerbe.
Oh, that's
5:30. We'll talk some boxing with Leonard Ellerbe next.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, 7i Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage. From watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Our coverage on the ticket is brought to you by BNT Services, protecting with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and 790 The Ticket. And by now, you guys should have downloaded the radio.com app. It's the only way to listen to The Ticket on your smart device. You can listen to our shows live or on demand, all in one place. And if the stream drops, just email brian.london at entercom.com. No sweat. No sweat. He's got you. brian.london at entercom.com. He handles all of our issues here. No worries at all. That's all you got to do is just hand it to him. There's like a parade going on in the hallways over here. I don't know what the hell's going on. We're expected to talk to Leonard Ellerbe in just a minute as we got Manny Pacquiao versus Keith One Time Thurman. That's coming up next Saturday. We are going out there to Las Vegas. We are very, very excited. And it's a big one, man. Like Manny Pacquiao, first of all, Keith Thurman finally back on the men. He got one fight under his belt after a long time off. And he's taking on Manny Pacquiao, which is obviously you're going in there and you're going up against an absolute, absolute legend and, you know, solidifies himself back in the welterweight title picture. So this one's an absolute big one that we got going on. It's been fun fight times. Things have been going on good. And this one is going to be live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, available on pay-per-view. It is going to be exciting. Another great one put on by Premier Boxing Champions. So it's really, really great, man. Manny Pacquiao versus Keith Thurman next Saturday. Order it live on pay-per-view, which also, this is cool, it's going to be available on the Fox Sports app. So we'll go out to the guest line and talk to Leonard Ellerbe. How are you doing, Leonard?
Oh, pretty good on yourself today.
Very good, man. This is an exciting one. We're excited to go out to Vegas next week and get ready for Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman. How excited are you for this one?
Oh, I am super pumped. This is going to be an outstanding fight. We have undefeated young WBA world champion Keith Thurman taking on the legendary Manny Pacquiao. And again, what I think will be an all-action bout from the opening bell. I liken this fight because all the trash talk coming from Keith Thurman, he wants to knock Manny Pacquiao out. And I think that Manny has this fire in his belly burning because Keith Thurman's been talking a lot of trash. Yeah. You know, he wants to knock Keith Thurman out. I think this bout will end in a knockout, and the fans will be the winners.
It's always fun. You got two all-action guys going at it. Are you surprised that Manny is still at this level? We're talking on the cusp of getting the title of undisputed welterweight champion once again. I mean, I know he's 8-time divisions over and an absolute Hall of Famer, but it's amazing that he's still at this peak of the game.
Yes, at the age of 40. I mean, when you actually think about it, He's not only just competing. I mean, he's beating these top fighters that are out there in the sport. And just to be able to compete with a guy like Keith Thurman, a former unified champion who actually has the best resume out of all the welterweights out there in the division, with the exception of Manny Pacquiao,
right.
It's just truly remarkable how he's able to perform at this elite level at this late stage of his career.
It is really impressive to see, and he does it with he's always just been such a fan pleaser. And Keith, I think, you know, before he went off with the injury things and had to get on the mend for it, was that crowd-pleasing kind of guy as well, two guys who are all action. How do you think he's going to bounce back in this regard, Leonard? He's only got one fight since coming back from injury, really. And to go into the kind of the deep waters with a Hall of Famer Manny Pacquiao, I mean, do you think it's too much too soon, or do you think he's ready and up to the test?
No, I think he's ready for the test. I mean, because Keith, he's in his prime. You know, Manny's 10 years older than him. Keith is 30. Yes, he had the injuries, and he had been off for like 2 years. And he had kind of, in his own admission, a subpar performance in his last fight. But that was just, I think, a lot had to do with the ring rust. I think come next Saturday night, we're going to see the best of Keith Thurman. He's super excited. I was with him yesterday at his training camp down there in St. Pete, Florida, and he's looking super sharp. He's very confident coming into the fight, and he's predicting a knockout under 6 rounds against Manny Pacquiao.
Wow, that is some confidence coming from him, that he wants to do something like that to Manny Pacquiao. We haven't seen him since the likes of that Marquez fight. That's big words from him, man. So he's feeling that kind of froggy?
Yes, he really is, and which is actually it's surprising, you know, but from the promoter aspect, this is great. He's been excellent during the promotion, and he's been very confident, and he's been very adamant that he wants to end Manny Pacquiao's career. So he's extremely motivated. And again, I think Manny has this extra fire in his belly because, you know, when it comes to the trash talking, Manny Pacquiao has seen it all. He, you know, being a legendary fighter, you know, he's fought all these different kind of styles. But at this late stage in his career, when someone says that they're going to end Manny Pacquiao's career, that has him kind of fired up.
How important is it for Keith from the standpoint of getting back into people's mind as one of the elite welterweights? Because you know how fight fans are. It's always what's here, what's now. So it's like everybody's mind goes to Errol Spence and what he just did to Mikey Garcia. It felt like that was an arrival fight for him where everybody's like, yes, he is the guy. Terrence Crawford, everybody's always buzzing about. Sean Porter, like getting back into the minds of the fans that he is among the elite and the guy who left before he did get hurt.
Well, I think all he has to do is go out there with an impressive performance come that Saturday night. You know, and there won't be any excuses because Manny Pacquiao's fought. This will be Manny Pacquiao's third fight within the year. He's super sharp right now. And, again, he's fighting at a very, very high level. You know, I think this is, as him and Freddie said, this is probably one of their better training camps. You know, again, Keith has really, really motivated him to get up for the fight. And I don't think he's been this motivated since the Mayweather fight in 2015. You know, it's a big stage, big platform for a huge event.
So we're talking to Leonard Ellaby. So I had a question about this, Leonard. So we are going out to Vegas. My co-host Leroy and I, we're going out to Vegas next week to watch a fight, which we're very excited about. And we've been there for a couple of different events. We were there for Mayweather versus McGregor, and the Irish fans were absolutely crazy. We've been out there seeing what the Mexican fans, the kind of passion they bring. In your mind, like what, who in your mind has the craziest, most passionate fan base when it comes to fighters from a different country?
Oh, it's no doubt the UK.
UK?
Yeah, UK.
What are some of the things you've seen from them that has just blown your mind?
Oh, it's just that, I mean, they're diehard fans. They support their fighters to do everything, win, lose, or draw. I mean, they just come to the events and they love to party and they love to root their fighter on. They're just tremendous fans. I have a great deal of respect for them and the Irish fans too and the Mexican fans. So across the board, like I said, it's the fans are just great.
What in your mind do you think it would be to get the Americans to be prideful in their fighters like the other countries are? Because I'm always, you know, it feels like the foreign guys always have that ability to have that groundswell of support from the guys of their nation. They represent their nation. The fans are proud of them. And Americans, you know, sometimes an American guy will go and root for Manny Pacquiao. They'll root for somebody from another country as opposed to an American fighter. What do you think the philosophy of that is, and what do you think could happen to have that change?
Well, I think it comes down to the fans being able to resonate with the stars. You know, boxing isn't a mainstream sport in the United States, but I think we're getting there. Boxing is at one of all-time highs now. Boxing is over several different platforms on the weekends. You see it during the week. And, you know, so boxing, the programming is at an all-time high. And the boxers are winning, but also these young stars are cultivating, and they're starting to get much, much more support. And we're developing one of our young stars, Javante Davis, also, too, because I think he's going to be the biggest star in the sport in a couple of years. So it just comes down to continuing to build these young fighters, and eventually they will blossom into great stars.
What do you have lined up next for Javante? I mean, he's such a powerful guy for that size. It seems like people are always buzzing when he goes in there. What's the kind of the game plan for him for the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, he's fighting in 2.5 weeks, July 27th on Showtime. He'll be taking on Ricardo Nunes. He'll be defending his WBA super featherweight title in his hometown of Baltimore, Maryland. This will be a homecoming fight for him. It'll be a sold-out packed arena at Royal Farms Arena on July 27th, a star-studded affair. So we're just very excited to be working with a future superstar in this sport, Javante Davis, because he brings nothing but excitement.
And speaking of excitement, I got to ask you this, Leonard. So your guy, Floyd Mayweather, it went viral yesterday. He got crossed up. I never seen Floyd Mayweather ever crossed up athletically at anything. Did you rib him at all? Like, what was the message to him when you saw him get crossed up like that on the court?
No, he's out there having fun like he always do. he's a great athlete. He loves to play basketball. It was just a great move. It was a great move.
Oh man, it was an incredible. It's odd. We never see Florida in that position. Like anybody, nobody gets the best of Florida at anything. It was fun. It was definitely a fun moment.
Yeah, he took it all in great stride too. You know, they're good friends and stuff out there. Just out there, a bunch of guys out there competing for a great cause, and it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Leonard, we're looking forward to next week, man. Keith Thurman, Manny Pacquiao live on pay-per-view. It'll also be available on the Fox Sports
Fox
app,
pay-per-view.
which is really, really cool. You guys now have it available on the Fox Sports app. So appreciate it, Leonard. Thanks for the time, man. We're looking forward to it next Saturday.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
All right, there we go. Leonard Ellaby. Want to know what those texts were like between him and Floyd after the cross-up. It must have been something, because you never see a guy like that get you never see him. He dominates at everything. He dominates at boxing, dominates every sparring partner that he takes on, and then he ends up flatlined like that, crossed up in a charity game. Just weird to see. It was super odd. So thank you to him. We're looking forward to the Vegas trip for sure. So we'll keep that posted. We're also getting into the nitty-gritty of this this Russell Westbrook watch and where things stand. And now apparently I don't even know, because Twitter's been down, so I'm not quite sure where things immediately stand with the Rockets and whatnot. But, you know, OKC, the report came out from Barry Jackson today that they want two assets. They want two of the young guys that the Heat got, whether it's Tyler Hero, Bam, and Winslow. Whether it's Tyler Hero and Winslow, Bam and Winslow, Tyler Hero and Bam. The thing is, right now, Tyler Hero signed his contract yesterday, so he can't be traded for 30 days. I'm sure they're not – it's not too much of a deal breaker. Like, they could wait it out. But, man, I mean, if you're Pat Riley and you're seeing what the young Bucks doing out there in summer league, you had all this stuff you were touting about him at the press conference. You handed him your book. You said coach is going to coach him into an all-star. It seems like what he's doing on the court as of right now, realizing that it is against summer league guys, it seems like you had a lot of good thoughts and premonitions as to what he could be. So you understand the reluctance, and it also is a monster contract that they're taking back, you know? And OKC may be in this position where they think, oh, you know, you guys, we're doing you a favor. You guys are getting an MVP. It's like, yes, but you're giving us an MVP on the other side of 30 who could make $50 million in 4 years. So it's going to be an interesting standoff and where things go, man. It's going to be an interesting thing on where things go. So we'll have the latest for you guys. We'll be live at the Hard Rock tomorrow in the poker room, as we are each and every Friday. Come by, say hello. We're going to the fights tomorrow night for the championship series at Hard Rock Event Center. So you guys can check us out there as well. Everybody have a great rest of your Thursday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.